This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, before we dive into our new punter, final thoughts on Nebraska's recruiting. Some of the areas where they've struggled with their recruiting, at least thus far, a lot of time left before National Signing Day, which is now, honestly, December. February is just an afterthought. Okay, at least this far has been a tight end and defensive line of the top four tight end targets. Lincoln Watkins and Luke Sorensen are the two, really the only two, that are making visits. Sorensen is leaning towards Penn State, it seems, at this point in time, and Watson is being heavily pursued by Florida. So when you go after these top players, that's why it's kind of a swing for the fences approach. You're going to be competing with Penn State and Florida. And Matt Rhule believes they have real shots at these players because of what Nebraska offers, facility-wise, coaches, development. Let's be real, NIL is a big deal. Okay, as for defensive linemen, only edge, Xavier Griffin, Haynes, and defensive lineman Cameron Wilson are scheduled for visits. And Wilson is already committed to Syracuse. Top target, all right, Titan Davis canceled his June visit. I mentioned that earlier and scheduled a visit to USC instead. Defensive end, Jamarian Carlton, isn't scheduled to visit. And Nebraska is still trying to convince Valden Sohn and Jeremy Finch to set a date to visit. The recruiting board is thin at defensive line and the staff is working hard to catch up. But it's imperative they fill the defensive line a spot. Transfer portal defensive linemen can be expensive and difficult to come by. All right, as for now, Nebraska isn't expected to take a huge class in this 2026 cycle. Going to be a little bit smaller, which is why what I mentioned earlier, it's so weird to say because these are human beings, but it's also, this is a business. It's quality over quantity, so to speak, as far as who they're going to bring in going forward. Okay, but if there is another position the Huskers can't miss on, it's offensive line. They need to take at least two. You can be assured Nebraska won't take bodies just to fill holes. They will be selective, which they have shown throughout this recruiting process as well. With eight offensive linemen visiting, a lot of offensive linemen, by the way, this summer, they should be able to pick up, hopefully, some of the top-tier talent. Other players the Huskers need to prioritize are safety C.J. Bernard, linebacker Jordan Campbell, linebacker Ja'Cory Smith, wide receiver Jaden Warren, all right, wide receiver Ryan Mosley, running back Stephon Walker, tight ends Watkins and Sorensen. There is work to be done by the Nebraska staff, all right, but that's not a shocker. Again, there's a lot of time, a lot of recruiting to be done yet before signing day is upon us. All right, let's get to Nebraska's new punter. Nebraska football adds Australian punter Archie Wilson. Now, before I kind of get into talking about him a little bit, what's your initial take on him, Jackson?
I think it's great. I think it's great to see something new to the special teams. And I my thing with it is if people that are unfamiliar with it, just trust Mike Eckler. This guy knows what he's doing. Mike Eckler knows how to deal with a rugby punter. He did it at Tennessee. He's got the experience with it, and it worked pretty well at Tennessee, mind that. So I'm hyped up about it. I got to say I'm fired up. And finding out that this kid's only 18 is also very cool. To know that like this kid could be here for a few years, develop and become a really good punter under a guy like Mike Eckler. That's exciting. That's exciting to see.
So that's cool to you because you think he can help us immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And then just get better and better. Is that what you're getting at?
I think he's got a great ceiling, a very high ceiling, in my opinion. So, yeah.
So I know that they are indeed very, very excited about him. Without saying too much, I believe they have been for a while. Now, you got to keep in mind, okay, Archie Wilson went to Pro Kick Academy. Eckler has a good relationship with them, and he is able to kick with both of his legs. All right, now, he's a young guy, 18 years old. Okay, new special teams coordinator, Mike Eckler, has his man. He has added Australian punter Archie Wilson, which is a rugby-style punter, something Eckler has had for a long time, the way he likes to do it. The game of football is always evolving and changing, and there's certain things that you can do with a rugby-style punter. Especially when it comes to pinning teams, that it's a big deal. When it comes to not giving up big-time returns, it's an advantage. Okay, when it comes to directional kicking, when it comes to doing certain things, it's actually easy to run fakes out of as well, by the way. I don't know how good this kid is at throwing the ball, running, or anything like that, but there's a lot of things that they can do, and I know for a fact they're excited about him, and they've been excited about him, for quite a while. All right, Matt Rhule, and I quote, Coach Eckler has done a wonderful job and he strongly believes in utilizing the college football rules, which are different than the NFL, which is something we've talked about here before. So why would you not take advantage of it? Okay, that was me improvising. Now back to Rhule's quote. All right, different than the NFL rules in which guys can get down the field. That's the key part. That's the key part. Let me repeat. That's why this type of punter, rugby-style punting, is huge in college football, in which guys can get down the field. And I quote, so we will be more of a rugby punt team, end quote. All right, the Huskers had added a portal punter, as we know from Washington, Jack McAllister, who, I mean, he was, by all rights, going to be a very good punter, just not the right style of punter when you bring in Mike Eckler, what he's looking for. And this has as much to do with confidence and belief in Mike Eckler, what he's done in the past, what we expect from him in the future, and trusting Mike Eckler with what they're doing right now. Okay, Wilson, our current punter now, is an 18-year-old who had previously played Aussie rules football back home, and he visited Nebraska this past weekend. He trained, as I mentioned, at Pro Kick Australia, which develops Australians to become star punters in the college game and at the NFL level. Now, several current NFL punters broke in, learned how to punt, you know, earned their straps, so to speak, at Pro Kick. You look at former Iowa Hawkeye, Torrey Taylor, who's now with the Chicago Bears. All right. And Taylor was pretty good. Like, he was a two-time Big Ten Punter of the Year, unanimous All-American, 2023 winner of the Ray Guy Award for the nation's best punter. He holds records as well for most punting yards in a season and highest career average punting yards. All right. Eckler worked with a rugby-style punter at his previous stop in Tennessee, Jackson Ross, also developed by Pro Kick. In 2023, Ross made the Ray Guy Award final candidate list and earned all SEC freshman honors. Nebraska will have a new punter this fall after the graduation of three-year starter Brian Buscini, the 2021 FCS Punter of the Year. All right, and when he was at Montana, averaged like 43 yards per punt over 37 games. And when he was here, did very well. That Rutgers game where he about broke his back and just kept punting. And I think they executed a fake punt and he threw the ball in that game. I could be wrong if it was in that game. I think it was. He actually got a black shirt after that game. And I remember that on that following Monday show coming on here before I knew he got a black shirt saying that that guy should get a black shirt, even though he's a punter. Like, it's happened before and I support it because he's really a part of the defense. If the offense starts with the ball at the 20 versus the 40 versus the 10, that's a big deal. That helps or hurts the defense in a big time way. So this is a kid who's young. We expect him to make an immediate impact. I mean, Jackson makes a great point. He's only going to get better and better. And this is about faith and trust in Mike Eckler, which I think pretty much everybody has. So I'm pretty excited about this. And when Matt Rhule talks about taking advantage of college football rules, where your coverage team can get down the field, like, I don't know, this is basic math. So if the punt, if the returner, let's say, is 50 yards away and your coverage team is 10 yards away when the ball's punted versus 30 yards versus 20 or at the line of scrimmage, that makes obvious sense. He's not going to have very many return yards on average, which is why Eckler's Tennessee teams had great coverage units. They did not give up big returns. They did not give up a lot of return yardage on average. Okay. They also did not allow many block kicks. So that's going to be good this year as well. Any other thoughts you got there, Jackson?
No, I think it's great. And I also saw something that Wilson's going to compete with Camden Cook. And if that sounds familiar, that's because Cook is the former son of former Husker and NFL great, I would say. One of the better punters over the past decade.
Absolutely.
Sam Cook?
Yep.
So for anybody that's like, well, where do we go after, like, what if this doesn't work out? You got a guy, he's not just going to be given the job. He's going to compete against Camden. I think that's how you say that. Camden, yes, Cook. So yeah, like, it's not going to be handed to this guy. I know he's got a lot of talent and that's obviously what they want, but don't forget about Mr. Camden Cook.
Yeah. To be clear, anybody we talk about, it's interesting because college football is still different from the NFL, but as we know, it's getting more and more like it all the time. So in the NFL, when you sign and spend a bunch of money on a free agent sign, you expect that guy to come in and play. So when you get a guy through the transfer portal and you spend a bunch of money, even though not all that information is public, you expect the guy to come into play. But I'm still of the belief that you have to earn your spot.
Absolutely.
I've said a million times, the guy who's going to get paid more NIL money is just going to get more benefit of the doubt. And I have no problem with that. That's how it should be. But at the end of the day, if one guy's clearer than the other, clearly better than the other, I don't care who's getting paid more money. We got to win football games. But you anticipate these guys coming in. being very good players and contributing right away.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, that's exactly what I was alluding to. So,
yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, track and field had a big weekend. All right. They have a school record, 13 Huskers qualify for the NCAAs. College Station, Texas. Brian Schultz broke the 1,500-meter school record as Nebraska's track and field team qualified two more athletes to the NCAA championships on Saturday, bringing the total to 13 after 4 days at the NCAA West preliminary round. Schultz qualified for NCAA championships as she ran a 4:11 in the 1,500 meters to finish fourth and set a new personal best and etch her name in the Husker record books. Jenna Rogers also punched her ticket to Eugene, her eighth career NCAA trip, clearing 1.84 meters in the high jump. Four of the Huskers competed in the event as Karstine Leeling was 14th. All right, Ella Velopek, I hope I said that correctly. All right, cleared a PR 1.81 meters, or 5 11 1/4 feet for 15th. And Brooklyn Miller and Riley Mastin tied for 24th. Darby Thomas ended his Husker career on a high note as she set a PR in the 100 meter, improved to her second fastest time in school history to 11.24 to finish 16th. All right, Nebraska track and field, 13 Huskers qualify for the NCAAs. And Berlin Schultz has a PR, 4:11 in the 1,500 meters, basically a mile of 1,600 meters. So she basically ran a mile in 4 minutes, 11 seconds. I have my daughter Trinity runs the mile. And can somebody explain to me? Okay, help me out. Somebody help me out on the text line. Because four laps around the track is 1,600 meters. So why do we, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'm curious. Why do we run 1,500 meters and why do we cut it 100 meters short and not just run the four full laps and go to 1,600 meters for a full mile? Somebody help me out with that because I just don't know. And I've been curious about that ever since my daughter Trinity. Okay, so she's a sixth grader and she's run a 5:15 mile, which blows my ever-loving mind. Yeah. So when I'm reading this, I'm even more intrigued. So blows my ever-loving mind, and it's a 1,500 meters, not a full mile. I say mile, but it's 1,500 meters. Can somebody on the text line help me out with why it's not a full 1,600? Because I genuinely am just curious and just don't know why. But the big point here, Nebraska track and field, 13 Huskers qualify for the NCAAs. All right, let them know that text line number. See if anybody can help me out with that knowledge there. Jackson, then we'll head to break.
Yeah, help us out at 424-464-5685, Starter Heyman text line.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.